The lectionary readings this month, well, September now, and then continuing even next week, further on in Mark chapter 10. But the lectionary reading this week is from Mark chapter 10, verses 2 through 16. And the way my Bible is laid out is I'm going to back up to verse 1, because I don't ever want to try to take a pretext of a scripture, because I want us to be able to understand the whole thing, know what Jesus is talking about. In Mark chapter 10, the subtitle of my Bible is Jesus' Discussion About Divorce and Marriage. And then later on, it turns over to a discussion about the children, and Jesus blesses the children. New Living Translation says this, hear God's word, red letter edition. Then Jesus left Capernaum and went southward to the region of Judea into the area east of the Jordan River. As always, there were the crowds. As usual, he taught them. Some Pharisees came and tried to trap him with this question. Should a man be allowed to divorce his wife? Red letter edition, Jesus said, well, what did Moses say about divorce? Well, he permitted it, they replied. He said that a man merely had to write his wife an official letter of divorce and send her away. Well, Jesus responded, red letter edition. He wrote those instructions only as a concession to your hard-hearted wickedness, but God's plan was seen from the beginning of creation, for he made them male and female. This explains why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. Since they are no longer two but one, let no one separate them, for God has joined them together. Later, when he was alone with his disciples in the house, they brought up the subject again, and he told them, red letter edition, whoever divorces his wife and marries someone else commits adultery against her. And if a woman divorces her husband and remarries, she commits adultery. Well, later on, Jesus talked a little bit about that, because it seemed awful cruel-hearted, and Jesus had some hard sayings. And then later on, we understand that it is about grace, because there is only one sin that can't be forgiven, and that's the unpardonable sin. In my humble opinion, that means shutting God completely out of your life. Everything else you can take to the throne of grace, forgiveness for anything. Okay, so we pick it back up in verse 13, where Jesus blesses the children. One day, some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could teach them and bless them. But the disciples told them not to bother him. But when Jesus saw what was happening, he was very displeased with his disciples, and he said to them, red letter edition, let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I assure you, anyone who doesn't have their kind of faith will never get into the kingdom of God. And then he took the children into his arms and placed his hands on their head and blessed them.